Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're talking about Matt Stafford.
Oh, you should have heard us earlier. We were talking about Wolverine football. That almost had him in tears in the office. Yeah, it was pretty bad. I felt bad for him.
All of a sudden, I'm walking out of Pottawatomie this past weekend. Last thing I expect to see, big block M on a hat walking in. My man, Dan Plucker.
Walking into Pottaw.
Walking into Pottaw. I'd never been so proud.
By himself?
He was with a whole crew. Yeah,
whole crew of people,
a whole squad.
Were they all wearing big block M hats? I hope not.
No, only Dan. Oh, only Dan was rocking the Michigan M.
Yeah. No, it was my brother-in-law's birthday, so that's why
we went.
Yeah, it was fun.
So did he win?
No. None of us won.
None of you won.
One of my friends sat down at the craps table, won like $85. But outside of that,
what were you
craps
playing?
Is exhilarating.
I was just doing penny slots. And
there you go,
just
my
burning
guy.
My cash.
There you go. That's what I do. Penny slots, good way to go. Video
that
poker's
is so
good.
Fun.
Blackjack's fine as long as nobody is serious at the table with me. Because if you're serious,
that's the worst part. I hate blackjack for that reason.
I love blackjack, but you can't be serious around me because when I double down on 12 and you want to punch me in the face, I don't want to be at that table with you.
Right, and sorry, it's my money. I'm going to gamble with them.
And I doubled down at 12, and I'm successful way more than I'm not. You can ask Tim Allen. He's witnessed me win a lot of money doing it that way.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Thanks to Mike Clemens for hustling down there in Miami.
That was
Mike
awesome.
Is going to join us at 5:35 as well. We're going to hear from Za'Darius Smith. We'll push that back, but you guys will get that conversation along with John McNamara in about a half hour. Your next chance at cash. Straight ahead, it's the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Hey, it's Bill Michaels. You're listening to the Wendy's Big Show right here on The Fan. Make sure you check out the Bill Michaels Show weekday morning starting at 10. Your home for real Wisconsin sports fans. A radio.com sports station.
Do you have big dreams? Are you tired of working for someone else? Be your own boss. Now is the time to make an investment in your future. Janet King has the franchise opportunity you've been waiting for, and we can't wait to help get you started. In business for yourself, but not by yourself. It's time to be your own boss. Be in charge of your own future. Call 262-780-0300. That's 262-780-0300. It's easy. People, pride, and performance. That's what Janet King's all about. Janet King, the king of clean.
Wendy's has a new 2 for $5. Pair 2 for $5. Choose from the Dave's Single, Spicy Chicken Sandwich, 10-Piece Crispy, or Spicy Nuggets. Come in today or order through the Wendy's app and taste how a real 2 for $5 is done. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
What's better than watching football? Nothing. And with the Yahoo Sports mobile app, you can be watching the NFL free on your phone. Get live, local, and primetime games, including the playoffs and Super Bowl 54. Download the Yahoo Sports app now to watch free.
We plan for them. We worry for them. And when our kids make mistakes, we stand by them. That's when we turn to the law firm of Kim and Lavoie. Attorneys Julius Kim and Jonathan Lavoie have been recognized among Wisconsin's best in both drunk driving and criminal defense. Their team can provide the guidance you need to help your kids move on from their mistakes. Kim and Lavoie, your best defense in both drunk driving and criminal defense. Learn more at kimandlavoie.com.
WSSP Milwaukee, WXSS HD2 Wauwatosa, your home for real Milwaukee and Wisconsin sports fans. AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan, a radio.com sports station.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh.
Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. You got another chance at $1,000 coming at you in the 4 o'clock hour. Just had a conversation with Robert Saleh, defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers. If you missed that, hit the rewind feature and go check it out right now on your freeradio.com app. 105.7 FM, 1250 AM in the freeradio.com app. Tonight at 6 o'clock, right after we're done here on the Wendy's Big Show, I will be out at Good City Brewing across the street from Fiserv Forum with Steve Novak, Marquette legend. Should have his number 20 retired by the Golden Eagles. Then also, number 26 for your Milwaukee Bucks, Kyle Korver, the sharpshooter, steps into the Good City Brewing Studios and we'll be hanging out, talking some Bucks basketball, maybe enjoying a couple of beers. Or who knows? You could go in and have a beer after work and come hang out with us.
You just wait. You've never done this before. You just wait. Novak, legend. I'm telling you, man. No, I've been around with Mike McGivern before.
Sure.
And everywhere.
Everybody knows Mike McGivern.
You know.
Everybody.
No matter where you go.
Everybody.
McGivern knows somebody in a restaurant. McGivern knows somebody in a store.
100%.
He knows everybody. I'm telling
you. Trade Sheeny again.
Yes.
Oh right away.
God. Novak, it's similar. Novak knows. Young, old, doesn't matter. It does not matter the demographic in the room. Somebody will know who Steve Novak is. And it won't be, oh, I remember watching you play Marquette. No.
No.
Oh, you remember when we went to this restaurant in Brown Deer and blah, 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 blah. Or you remember this? You remember that? I'm like, oh, yeah. He knows everybody. Just like McGivern. You'll see.
I'm excited. I'm really excited to be hanging out there.
And those that, I remember watching you play with Dane. Wait, can we get your picture? Sure, yeah, no problem. Make a smile. Talk to them about their family and their kids. Say hi to the kids. Nice, one of the nice.
Well, Steve's a family man too, so I'm excited to hang out with those guys for an hour or so.
They're Disney.
That's why you love Steve so much.
Love it.
Okay.
Oh, huge Disney.
That makes sense. You can tell once we start talking about that. That's why we need cameras in the studio so everybody can watch. Once Steve says the word Disney, the smile that comes to his face is just.
We didn't go last
lights
year.
Lights up a room.
We didn't go last year, and I'm missing it so bad. And I don't think we're going this year, but yeah, I miss it.
Another trip for 24 booked in the next 2 weeks.
Huh?
To Disney. Yeah, for like a quick weekend.
When are you going?
I'm not going. She's going with her mom for like 3 days next week. Just incredible. I just don't know how you can be that. It's Florida, though, so I would go too.
To get out of this.
Yeah,
and this really isn't
that
bad. It's supposed to be like 45, 46 on Sunday, they're saying.
1 year ago today, we were in the polar vortex. I opened up Snapchat today and looked at my memories. Last year at this time, it was negative 23 degrees in the city of Milwaukee.
Right.
And people were calling me before the show, being like, hey, man, you get off work today hanging out in polar vortex day? No, because somebody's got to let you know the news in the places that you can't go. So that's why we're always here. 365, baby. Well, almost 365 days a year. We do get vacation every once in a while here at Entercom Milwaukee. We're very, very appreciative of that. You have $1,000 coming your way here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, as well as we're going to sit down with Eric Name at 4:48. John McNamara going to talk to us at 5:35 about the Kobe King situation at the University of Wisconsin. 414-799-1250. Sparky, are there any teams in the Eastern Conference that scare you if the Bucks meet them in the playoffs?
Eastern Conference teams? No. I'd say Philly, but let's be honest. They have no shooters. No. I can't get down on the Philly thing. Boston? Tatum's playing well. Kemba?
Real well.
Right? Good coach, Brad Stevens. Yep. I just can't think they can beat him either. They just don't have a lot of size. They're lacking size. And that's going to be a problem when dealing with the Lopez brothers and Giannis. Size, I think, kills Boston against us. Now, one team that still gives me a little bit queasy feeling when you bring up the Toronto Raptors, I still get a little queasy. And I know there's no Kawhi, but
sure.
Siakam is a beast right now. They still got Kyle Lowry and Eric Bledsoe matchup and all that stuff. Toronto is still not going away. They're going to be tough. Of all of them, I think Miami is probably the one that would concern me the most. Am I scared they lose to Miami? No. But of the ones that I would be concerned about, Spoelstra, for whatever the reason, has always played the Bucks tough. His teams always defend Miami really well. And Miami always defends the Bucks really well with Spoelstra. So that concerns me. You got a really good young player, Tyler Hero, off the bench. He can get going and just carry them for stretches in like the fourth quarter or overtime. He's done it. Not afraid of taking the big shot. Screw you, Jimmy. I'm taking this. It's just amazing. And then you got Jimmy Butler. We talked about Bam. He's probably going to be an all-star reserve tonight when they announce that later tonight at 6 o'clock on TNT. So all of that stuff. So Miami probably, but I don't think they have enough to beat him either. So I don't think there's a team in the East that knocks them out and stops them from getting to the NBA Finals.
So what about across the rest of the NBA? Because the East was obviously a hang-up for you. But the Western Conference, as the Bucks will take on one of the best teams in the West coming up tomorrow night at home, 8 o'clock tip-off against the Denver Nuggets, who are right now the 3 seed out West.
Porter's playing well for Denver since coming off
his
injury.
It was a great lottery ticket pick for them. They had a lot of young assets, and they could wait in redshirt Michael Porter Jr.
I don't think this is their year. Next year, if he's healthy, to go with Jamal Murray, to go with the Joker, that could be a problem next year for teams in the West as far as getting eliminated by them in the playoffs. They'll provide a fight, but give Porter another offseason of being healthy and a whole nother season. Denver could be that team to bet on in Vegas before the season starts next year. Not this year. Utah's Utah. Okay. Good solid team. Not NBA Finals type team. Houston, no chance. And then it's the Clippers and it's the Lakers. To me, it would have been Clippers. Then Kobe died. Mm-hmm. Now it's the Lakers.
Yeah.
Now I'm concerned. I'm greatly concerned about the LA Lakers. Because I think, and you can believe in whatever you want to believe in, right? I'm not sitting here telling you to believe in Raider forces or whatever the case may be. I'm just telling you that we've seen crazy stuff happen in games where it's just like, man, how did that happen? Whatever. And it's a huge market in L.A. You got all this other stuff going on. You got LeBron, who's come out and said, I'll take on Kobe all by myself. Kobe's icy going forward and put it on my shoulders. That's why God gave me wide shoulders, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So you got that. Anthony Davis is a beast. We all know about that. I still don't think they're deep enough. Kuzma has not been that guy that everybody thought he was going to be. Now, what do they do with him at the trade deadline? Does Kuzma get moved? Are they able to add another piece? I think they need to add another piece to probably get by the Clippers. But the Lakers, because of this whole Kobe thing, I think is the one team where I'm like, man, I do not want to deal with that in the NBA Finals.
Before the year, it was Lakers. It was Bucks Clippers for me, and similar. After this weekend, you can talk about greater forces all you want. The greater force is LeBron James, and when that dude is playing the way that he is at this point in his career, 35 years old, and the guy is leading the league in assists. He's never led the league in assists. He's never been close to the kind of assister that he is at this point.
Assister.
He's playing playground basketball right now, right? Facilitating across the world. He's got Anthony Davis, who might be the best player that he's played with in his entire career. You and I, same way, though, here. All these really, really well-coached teams. I think the Toronto Raptors are really, really well-coached, despite what some people don't like about Nick Nurse. I think Nick Nurse is a tremendous technician.
Yep.
Eric Spoelstra, I think, is one of the most underrated coaches in the NBA.
Very good.
I think he's right now one of the best coaches in the NBA. For what he did when he started with that LeBron, D-Wade, Bosch crew that he had to take over. Tremendous guy that he's lasted through. And Brad Stevens. I'll throw Quinn Snyder in there because I think he's tremendous as well. None of those four teams scare me for stopping the Milwaukee Bucks. Keeping it very, very close in a 6-7 game series, absolutely. The size that Philly can throw at you, and I want to talk to Kyle Korver about this tonight on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour at 6. It's from a fan in me, Stevie, I can't get the Philly taste out of my mouth from Christmas Day.
Did you see Embiid's comments the other night? I was watching him on TV while he was talking. They were playing. He couldn't play. He was hurt. So he's on doing TV, and he's talking about, well, you know, when we had JJ, JJ could hit that shot. Well, we had JJ, and we don't have those type of players like JJ. I mean, he just said it. He must have said it 5-6 times within about 5 to 10 minutes about pretty much they have no shooters, and it is really hurting that basketball team, and I think it's going to continue to hurt that basketball team. Al Horford, nice player, really good player. But I just don't know.
Well, and after last season against Boston in the playoffs, Al Horford is not necessarily the guy that scares me the most in the size that they can throw at Giannis. The amount of size that they can throw at Giannis is difficult for me. Chris Middleton goes out and plays the way he's played all year long. I do still think that they get by Philly. So in the Eastern Conference, I have a hang-up with Philly in the matchup against the Bucks, but right now they sit as the 5 seed, Sparky, against Boston. I'm not sold that Philly, after all I just said about the Christmas Day game, the points you just brought up, I don't know that they get past Boston. So, like, the way that it can all play out...
Boston has no size, though.
But they have big-time playmakers.
They can. They can score.
They have big-time playmakers.
Yeah, they can.
And,
right.
And when you have that kind of guard playing, a guy like Kemba Walker who can instantly be the best guard on the court, even when he's going up against a guy like Ben Simmons, who's what?
Who's playing
7 inches taller than him?
A lot better this year. Playing a lot better this year, Ben Simmons.
Kemba Walker is still a winner. I really, really struggle to see that series is going to be tremendous. But also, another team that's been left out of this equation, and a lot of it because the Bucks have skunked them every single time they played. You didn't know Victor Oladipo came back last night. So they're going to make it a competitive series, whoever they play in the first round. That first round in the Eastern Conference might be the best friend of the Milwaukee Bucks mm-hmm. in the entire season.
It's like a bye.
The teams that are going to...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.